first story this Thursday takes us to the border between the United States and Mexico. Some call the situation there a challenge for the U.S., some call it a crisis. What it's about is a dramatic increase in the number of migrants who want to cross the border into the United States, and an increase in the number who've been arrested for crossing that border illegally. This has put a strain on U.S. officials trying to guard the border and the facilities America has for caring for migrants. Part of the reason more people from various countries have been coming to the border is because they believe the Biden administration will make it easier for them to enter the U.S. than the Trump administration did. Last year, President Donald Trump's government allowed U.S. border officials to turn away migrants arrested at the border out of concerns they might further spread coronavirus in America. The law is still in effect, but President Joe Biden's government changed it so that it wouldn't apply to children caught at the border. They're now allowed to stay in the U.S. while their cases for immigration are reviewed. And though U.S. officials say most of the people arrested at the border are single adults, they have seen an increase in the percentage of families and children trying to cross. There's now a record number of kids being held in U.S. Border Patrol facilities, and they weren't designed for children. Many of the migrants' home countries have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, and that same pandemic has limited the number of U.S. border officials who can interact with and process the migrants. So all of this has made the situation more difficult and increased pressure on the Biden administration to determine what to do next.